Now we're recording. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're going to do today is the handouts that you have, which is the articles that you use to ask questions. So, what articles do you use to have to ask questions? The first one is for the time. So, if you want to ask about the time, if you want to ask the when, which is time related. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Which is time related. So, if you want to ask when, which is time related, then you are
attendance.
Okay, do you have the as soon as you take the attendance, then we need to attend to this class. Assalamu alaikum. Can you sit here on the other side? Here we go.
Thanks.
And I need to collect your homework for both this week and the previous week. So if you want to ask when, so when is related to time or place? When is related to what? When is related to time. So when you say when, you're basically asking about the time of the verb. So somebody tells you, I ate the chocolate. Then you say what?
When?
Like, when did you do that? When this was done. So that is when.
I think I left my homework in my other folder.
Just take a picture of it with your iPhone or whatever camera and email it to me.
Okay.
So, when is time to ask about the time? Which is, in Arabic, it is mata. It is what?
Mata.
Mata.
What happened at 5? Look, I did extra credit homework too.
Oh, mashallah.
Same, that's fine.
Same.
What happened at number 5?
You missed it, so I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, I was the one person.
You missed it last time, so you can also download it from the website and print it. But, you know, if you wait after class, I can make a copy and give it to you. So are you.
Okay.
So, if you want to ask when, it's meta. Examples of that, okay. If you want to ask about when is the assembly going to be? Well, let me not use the word assembly. You might not know the word assembly in Arabic. How about fasting? So when did you fast? How do you say it in Arabic?
Somt.
Meta somt. Good job. So it is meta somt. So meta somt and then a question mark like that. Don't do the question mark backward. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Arabi goes forward, doesn't go backward. So, meta somt.
Wait, you did it backward.
No. That's how Arabic.
So, you it faces the sentence. Meta somt. Okay?
Yes.
When did you fast?
How do you answer that question?
Yeah, right. How do you answer this question? Thank you, Sarah. How do you answer this question? Meta somt. How do you answer the question? Meta somt. You want us to give a day, right? So, you want to give a day. So, how do you give a day? How do you give a day in Arabic? If you want to say yesterday, then you say what?
The day that is not today.
If you want to say yesterday. Okay, Sarah said it in Egyptian accent. She said in Mbarak. So, but in Arabic, formal Arabic language, it is what? Bil Ams.
Bil Ams. Yeah.
Yes.
I knew that. Bil
Ams.
Yeah. Bil Ams. Why do you have to?
Yes, Bil Ams means yesterday. So because the amps is yesterday, bil amps means the time was yesterday, huh? No, you don't have to repeat the verb. You can say ana somtu al amps. You can say that ana somtu al amps. But that is going to be ridiculous. No, that is not going to be a question. But you can say that. You can say ana somtu bil amps. You can say
that.
No. Anna somt bil amps.
What if you want to say Thursday?
I'm going to come to you then. Anna somtu bil amps. This is the long version. You see, this is the long version. Anna somtu bil amps. Short version, bil amps. You wanna, you know, make it short, bil amps.
Yeah.
Or you can say, yawm al khamis. Yawm al khamis means on Thursday.
Yesterday was Saturday.
Would you say
in yawm al khamis
or?
No, you just say yawm al khamis means.
No, I mean if you did have a verb.
Yes, I'm going to.
You said ana somt. Fi, or would you say
Ana Somt
Bi?
Okay. Spell Yom Al Khamis? Ana Somt Yom Al Khamis. Ana Somt Yom Al Khamis. Now, the ba is optional. So you can say Bil Ams, or you can say Al Ams.
Wait, so you
would
need a Fi or a Ba?
Yeah. So here, you can say another ijaba. You can say al ams.
So it's just I fasted Thursday, not I fasted on Thursday.
Yes, yom al khamis. I fasted Thursday. You don't have to say on or in Thursday.
How would you though? If you want.
Ana somt fi yom al khamis.
Okay.
You can also say ana somt fi yom al khamis. All these questions are very important questions. Ana somt fi yawm al khamis.
Ah, guys. Keep screwing up.
Okay. Talking. You see, all these are possible answers. The shortest one is you say ams. Okay? How about, how do you ask for the future?
I don't know.
Or you want to ask for the future, then? Then if you want to ask, say, when will you be fasting? Or when will you fast? When will you fast? So basically you were talking about that you have the intention of fasting. And then you were chatting. You know, just chatting, like, and then you're saying, I'm going to fast. So you're just saying, when are you going to fast?
Tomorrow.
You can say, bilghat or ghadan. You can say, bilghat. So actually the question is going to be, mata satasum? Mata satasum? متى ستصوم؟ ستصوم, which is the future. س. Or you can say س is a short for سوف. So you can say متى سوف تصوم. But it would be awkward in Arabic to say سوف تصوم because you can just say ستصوم.
متى ستصوم؟
Yeah, س means will. So that's that.
Yeah, that's
Here is well. This wow. This one here.
Tomorrow, right?
Satasum, Sam means future.
When will you have? That's the future.
Yes, that's the future version.
Oh, yeah.
Sa.
Let's go to future.
In the future,
it's like
back, but it's
too
in the future.
Sa.
Fourth gen.
It's blown.
Satasum. See? See, meta sa. Satasum. Satasum. If you want, I ask you about eating. Meta setakul. When you will be eating. Or when will you
right
eat?
Now. Why do you keep adding the test?
Oh, cat is for you. Means like you. You can ask, of course, you say meta sayasum, which is he. Or you can say meta satosumi, if it's she.
Sumi.
Yeah. Or it's meta satosuman. You know? There's so many ways to ask depending on who are you talking to.
I'm talking to you. So sayasum means I will ask.
Yeah. So then you say, you can say غداً, which is tomorrow. You can say غداً, which is tomorrow. Or you can say بالغد, or you can say بالغد. You can say what? Bilgat? Okay, which is going to be tomorrow. Also. Or you can say Sa'asumu bilgat. Sa'asumu bilgat means I will fast tomorrow. Or you can say Sa'ufa. أصوم غدا. Many possibilities. You say غدا is the short. Or you say بالغد means short. That's a little bit longer. So أصوم بالغد, I will fast tomorrow. Or سوف أصوم غدا. So you can say سا is the version for future, which is سوف. So this is سا. And I don't have a different color.
Yeah,
can you grab me a different marker color from the office?
One that
just grab me a different color.
Pick the bus.
No. Yes, I'm waiting for my close-up.
All right. So for asumu gadan. So now, if you want to ask, okay, about basiyam, mata asiyam. So when is the fasting going to be? It's like asking about Ramadan. If you want to ask about Ramadan, you can ask about Ramadan itself, or you can ask about the Siyam. You say no. If you want to ask, when is Ramadan? So
after.
So if you want to ask and say, when is Ramadan?
Ramadan's next
year.
Yeah. Ramadan is long over.
I.
So you say, Mata Ramadan. Or you say meta siyam? Does it take a genius to figure out that when I ask you meta siyam, I mean about Ramadan? Especially if we're talking about, you know, fasting. Then I ask you meta siyam. Then I'm asking about Ramadan. It's an indirect way, but it is, you know, a way to ask. Or you can say متى يبدأ رمضان means start. Mm-hmm. Or you can say متى يبدأ الصيام. متى يبدأ الصيام. Okay. So you see here. This is sa. This is sa. This is sa. This is Seth. Meta yabda siyam. So all these are different ways of asking. Meta Ramadan, meta siyam, meta yabda Ramadan, meta yabda siyam. Things like that. See, it's all about asking about time. Asking about time related questions. So this is meta.
Oh, should I take a picture of it or do you not take pictures anymore?
I'll take a picture, but just when the board is complete. Meta. It's about time. You got it? So you can see how do you ask the questions and how do you do the answers. You can also say, are you fasting? But this is not about,
time.
It's about
you,
the condition, your condition. Are you fasting? So you say, هل أنت صائم? So this هل, it's not for asking about the time. It is about asking for what?
Something.
It's about asking about your condition.
So how are you basically? Like, oh, how is your health? How is your lifestyle?
Uh-huh.
So it's like asking about someone's like condition or health?
Yeah, so how are you doing? No, actually.
Yo.
Not how are you doing. It's like, are you having fun? هل أنت مبسوط? هل أنت فرحان? هل أنت مبسوط? You say, no, I am not. I am miserable.
That's how you say in Turkish. I'm hungry.
Huh? كلا, أنا غير مبسوط. أنا تعيس. Ta'is means like miserable.
Farhan is always miserable.
No, Farhan. That's a good one. That's really a good one. Farhan is always miserable means that a person with the name Farhan is always miserable, which means opposite to what he says about himself. Okay. Farhan is miserable. So it's just like saying, the day is always dark.
That's awkward. Yeah.
Exactly. That is awkward.
Yeah. That this day ends dark.
Okay. Now, let's move on to the next one, which is going to be the article, which is going to be Aina. Aina, you're asking about what?
Where?
Yes, Aina, you're asking about location. Exactly, where? What's the location?
ESPN. Yeah.
So it is Aina.
CNN News Live. Al Jazeera.
Which is where? This has to do with what? Location.
I have.
Which is has to do with what?
Location.
Has to do with what?
Location.
Location. So now, I want to ask, where are you?
I'm here. Over here.
Where are you?
Z.
I am.
Earth.
On Mars.
So it's like, where are you?
In a different galaxy. I'm in a
it's
different
like saying,
dimension.
Aina Ant.
I'm in the sun.
Like, Aina.
In heaven. In heaven.
Ant. And, you know, you can tone your voice.
Oh.
To a nice voice.
Oh.
Which is say, where are you? Or where are you?
Where are you, Sonny?
So
somehow she's gonna get hurt.
Okay. So you can see that you can just tone the voice.
Tone.
Yes. But if you're writing a story, we say, he said in an angry way, where are you?
Where are you?
Okay. Or you can say, where have you been? Where have you been?
In the bathroom. Where have you been?
Same thing. Oh, aina kunt.
Aina kunt.
Okay.
Where have you been?
Where have you been is aina kunt.
I have been in the bathroom.
For 12 years.
You
know,
just
wow,
that's...
I know.
I know.
I know.
Mommy said, in the Egyptian accent, Kunti fin, because you're a girl, so it says Kunti.
Kunti.
Yes. But if it's a boy,
Ramses.
like she's asking me, Kunti fin. That's the Egyptian version.
Egypt.
Right. But of course, slang version. But you don't want to learn any slang. You want to learn the Arabic of the Quran, the original Arabic that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke. The newspaper, the news in Muslim countries are delivered in the original Arabic. Like they talk in original Arabic, which is called al-Fusha. They don't talk the slang in news at all.
Who invented Arabic?
Oh, Arabic developed from, I think, the original language, Aramic. It's just like Latin for English. So it is going to be Aramic for Arabic.
Isn't it a mixture of a bunch of languages?
I don't think so. Because Arabic is written the way it is pronounced. Exactly, it's not a mix like Latin. So you say, Aina ant? How do you answer that? You can answer it in several ways. You want to say, school, at school. So you say, fil madrasa. You can say, fi al madrasa. Or you can say, ana fil madrasa.
In red.
You know what the madrasa is?
Yes.
School, right? Or ana fil madrasa.
Fil baqara.
So you can give the short answer, which is fil madrasa. The long, little bit long, and say, Ana fil madrasa. Okay? So now, when we talk, Aina kunt, you can say also, fil madrasa, or kunt kuntu fil madrasa. Or kuntu fil madrasa.
Well, this is life.
So you see, it's very important, basic things that you need to learn about Arabic. You know? Aina kunt? Fil madrasa. Kuntu fil madrasa. Usually people say fil madrasa, and that's it. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So now, you want to say, where will you be? Where will you be?
What's so funny?
It's a cow.
So you can say, where will you be? Aina satakun. Aina satakun. Aina. Satakun. So, you can answer, you say, fil madrasa, or sa'akun fil madrasa.
Fil baqara. Time to journey into the cow again.
Or sa'akun.
What?
Honestly, when I answer these questions, it comes naturally. I don't have to think about it. It's a natural language for me because it's my first language. So if I'm talking about myself, I say sa'akunu. If I'm talking about my daughter, I say Setakunu. If I talk about my son, I say Sayakunu. If I talk about two of my kids, I say Sayakuneni. If I talk about Neni. If I talk about group of men, I say Sayakunu. If I'm talking about a group of women, I say Sayakunna. It I don't have to think about it. It just comes naturally. Same thing, well, like the Arabs in the old days. They didn't know grammar, by the way. They had no clue what grammar is, but they would just naturally pronounce it. You know when grammar was invented? You know when grammar was invented?
New people started coming to Arabic.
When non-Arabs started coming to Islam, and they started screwing up the Arabic language.
Screwing up?
Yes. So Sibawayh, which was a Persian, by the way, a Persian guy, he's the one who wrote the Aruz of Arabic language. Sibawayh. Is this a Persian?
Yeah.
So, kuntu fil madrasa, ana fil madrasa, sa'kunu fil madrasa. And it's very important because understanding of the Quran is very dependent on that. Like, you know, you understand Quran, the way you understand Quran, you understand it this way. Then, we want to ask about the reason. So we want to ask about a reason. Like why? Which has to do with reason. So what is the reason? What's the reason?
Yes.
Which has to do with logic, so you say limada. Or you can say also lima. You can say limada, or you say lima. Limada or lima. Both of them do the same thing. Lima or limada. You can also say fima. Okay? All right. So let's say, lima somt. Why did you fast?
Because I did.
Because I wanted to.
Yeah. You can say bidun sabab. No reason.
Why did you fast?
You can say lima.
La.
Somt. Or you can also say limada somt.
What?
Didn't you say absent?
No.
Crossed out.
Why not?
You can say asum in the future, sa'im now, somt in the past. But if I say asomt, it's like are you, did you fast? Just like asallait, did you pray? That's not the reason. That is, like, if I ask you if you did something or not. Asom?
I ripped it up.
Or I say halsom.
So, you can't say limada asom?
Limada asom. Or limada satasom.
Why did you fast?
When did you fast? What do you say? You can say li'annahu Ramadan. You can say what? Can you answer this? Somebody says lima somt, limada somt. You say li'annahu Ramadan.
Yeah.
Say li'annahu Ramadan. Or you say without a reason, bidun sabab.
La.
No. You can say bidun sabab. Or you can say la a'rif.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Or do you say, "Uridu siyam"? I want to fast. Just I want to fast.
Because you do.
So this is Ramadan. No reason. actually. Let me put it together. Right? So, لأنه رمضان. Because it is Ramadan.
Salad fight going on.
Huh? Because it is what? Ramadan.
Yes.
Bidun sabab, meaning that?
Ramadan.
No reason? La arif, I don't know. I don't know.
You told me.
I don't know.
And then uridu siyam, I want to fast.
Yeah.
Because I want to fast.
Because I
want
to fast.
How do you say because in Arabic?
Because I'm bald.
To lose weight.
How do you say because in Arabic?
Cause?
The anna.
Because.
Because is say li'anna.
Yeah, I got it.
So because is li'anna. This is li'anna.
Hey, don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
You got it? You see how things are flowing?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
You're flowing.
Okay.
What else would flow?
Yeah.
The stratosphere.
Oh my gosh. Really?
It's flowing plastic.
Let's surf it.
Now, let's go to the homework.
Whoa.
And the homework is going to be questions that I want you to translate. I'll give them to you in English, and you translate in Arabic.
HW Google Translate. Google Translate sucks at translating Arabic.
You can use Google Translator as long as you... No, as long as you learn from it. No. That was so mean.
No.
Okay.
Mamma mia.
So the homework is going to be... So I'm going to say
Mario.
So you're going to say about the Salah. So you say that's homework. So one. When is the prayer? Actually, we should use it from the left. When is the prayer? When was the prayer? When was the prayer? When did you pray? When will you pray?
There should be a parody of that.
When have you prayed?
So, did you pray? Is it have?
You say? So there's only four?
No, I mean there's so many ways, but I'm just trying to.
There's only four things to translate.
No, I'm just putting them. When is the prayer? So you can translate prayer to Salah. So you can say, when will you pray? No, yes, no, I'm done with the homework yet. Okay, can we focus here a little bit? So what are other possible questions related to that?
I don't know.
When did he pray?
Yes.
He made foul prayer.
When will the prayer be?
Yesterday.
Wait, this is our homework.
What? You just realized?
When will the prayer be? Okay. So these are five for when. And then where?
When can you pray?
Where?
You can only pray.
You can say.
You have to
pray. Where is the prayer?
The prayer that MCA.
Where's the prayer?
On earth.
On earth.
Well, let's do it here.
That's how you get on the coordinates.
I want to be an astronaut. To be the first person to pray, not on earth.
On the moon.
Yeah, on the moon.
On the moon.
See? Okay, we're recording. I guess your parents are going to listen to that. They will have a talk with you. When is the prayer? Now.
When is the prayer?
When was the prayer? Or I'm sorry, not when. Where? Where is the prayer? Where is the prayer? And then where?
Prayer.
Was the prayer?
It was in the moon.
No, it was.
And then?
It was in the
moon. Where did you pray?
I prayed, so much.
I prayed what I need to pray.
And then?
That's why you belong to Google Translator.
Where did you pray? And then?
Yes, where will you pray?
Where did you pray?
Well, I don't
where will you pray?
Where will you pray?
I use it on my dad's blog.
There's an app for the iOS.
Where will you pray?
Yes.
And then?
I operate the system.
When will you pray? When? Where? Where will the prayer be?
The prayer will be on the moon. I wonder if it's possible to actually.
Isn't that the same thing as where is the prayer?
Yeah, but where is the prayer? Is right the first one. Where will the prayer be? No, it's 15.
What?
Yeah. Then, because we had three of them. So then why?
Why will you pray?
Why do you pray? So 12. Most non-Muslim says, why do you pray? When do you pray? I'm sorry. Why did you pray? Where, why will you be praying? No, and the answers too.
We have to write the answers?
Yeah. 13, 14. Why will you be praying?
That's it. Yay. Hello.
I keep my GPA up for school.
Why? Why did you pray? Why will you pray? Be praying?
Yeah, it'll kill you.
I need to get
A minus. My school doesn't have an A plus, so my dad's all like, why don't you have an A plus? We're like,
because you're not too hard.
No, it's because my school doesn't do A pluses. If you have like more than 100%, you still have an A.
Why is the prayer?
I don't know.
You can get above 100%, you know.
I know.
I've done that before.
I'm doing it right now.
Why?
I don't like your
time.
I like my new teacher.
Why will you?
I like my teacher. He's nice.
My other teacher is better.
The last one. Yeah. Okay. So why is the prayer? Why you will be praying? Why did you pray? Why do you do prayers? Why do you do prayers? So, translate and answer. Translate and answer in Arabic.
In this class?
Translate and answer in Arabic?
Yes.
So hard.
You can definitely use Google Translator. It's useful as long as you learn.
I'm just horrified, man.
Alright.
Alrighty, here we go.
Alrighty. And I will be seeing you when.
That's me.
What is class in
Arabic? Al-Hissa.
I'm hungry already.
Actually, you better say Dars.
Dars.
Wait, are we
going
to have pizza today?
I don't know, maybe.
So.
Derp.
Derpity derp.